Dry and dusty sand is all that's left of Karya Makuju Kauta's maize and vegetable field. As she grinds some maize, she realizes she has 1 week's supply of this precious staple. After that, she's not sure how she will find food to feed her family.
We are hungry. That is the impact of the drought. That is what we can see. People are hungry. People are dying.
Her dire situation is the result of the worst drought Namibia has experienced in 30 years. UNICEF estimates over 750,000 Namibians, or a third of the population, are now severely or moderately food insecure. In May, the government declared a drought emergency, committing around $20 million to provide food and water to the affected population. Helen Lekanda is the deputy director of the country's agency dealing with disaster risk management.
All the 13 regions are being affected with this drought. There is shortage of water for animals as well as for human beings. There is shortage of food. People did not harvest enough food in all the regions.
Humanitarian aid agencies stepped in to help. But as numbers of affected communities continue to rise, funding gaps are widening. UNICEF needs $7.4 million to help the estimated 109,000 children at risk of malnutrition. Women and children are the ones that suffer the most, says Makela Marquez de Souza, UNICEF's representative in the country.
We already know that Namibia is in a vulnerable situation in terms of nutrition, for example. 29% of children in this country are stunted, and stunting is irreversible. It means 29% of these children do not do well in schools. It means 29% of these children actually fall out of the system and even out of the so-called potential citizens of the country. So children and women are bearing the brunt of the drought.
In response to this alarming condition, UNICEF is scaling up water, sanitation, and hygiene facilities, as well as nutrition, education, and infant feeding activities. Early detection of malnutrition is critical during an emergency, and already health extension workers based in remote communities are monitoring children and working with health centers to get affected children the treatment they need. Despite immediate drought response plans underway, it's becoming clear that this region must consider the long-term impact of climate change. Working together is key, says Myo Zin Nyunt, UNICEF's Chief of Health and Nutrition in Namibia.
Namibia has been experiencing the cyclical challenges of drought and floods. So the government as well as the international community should really work hands in hand to really prevent the further deterioration of the climate change problem, you know, resulting in natural disasters.
Two successive years of no rain in the Kunene region are taking their toll. Livestock has died, cattle prices have dropped, and the men in the village have walked far to find grazing for what herds they have left. As in the past, the community is willing to wait out the drought. However, the situation is expected to worsen with the dry season, which is predicted to last until December. Deanne Penn, United Nations.